meets me back in Manitoba many moons ago. Time now to check in with Gordon Goldsborough this morning for Abandoned Manitoba. Hi, Gordon.
Good morning, Nadja.
So I wasn't here last weekend. What was the clue?
Well, last weekend we talked about the history of parking lots along Main Street, and one of the parking lots was the former Consolidated Motors building that had been at one time an automobile dealership. And I thought, well, that's a good theme. Let's stick with that one. Let's talk about other buildings around Winnipeg that have an automotive past. Now, I have to say right off the bat, though, that there's many of them. And so we can only really confine ourselves here today to a few of the more noteworthy ones.
Okay, so where do we start then?
Well, I think we need to say something about the early history of automobiles in Manitoba. You know, they made their first appearance in Winnipeg around 1899. And of course, before that, if you wanted to get from place to place, you would use a horse-drawn carriage. Well, it follows then that the early automobile dealers would have previously been probably dealers in carriages. And in fact, one of the very first dealers in carriages that made the transition to automobiles was a fellow named Joseph Maw. Maw spelled M-A-W. He came here in 1892, and he actually became a founding member of something called the Winnipeg Automobile Club. It was established in 1904, and the idea was to promote the safe use of automobiles. And in fact, just a little side note, the Winnipeg Automobile Club was the first club of its kind in all of Canada, and it still exists today, although today it's known as CAA Manitoba.
Are there any buildings connected to Moore in Winnipeg?
Yeah, actually, there's two of them in the Exchange District. So if we go to the corner of King Street and William Avenue, we have the Maw Block. It's a two-story brick building that Maw constructed in 1897. And that's initially where he sold, well, carriages and horse harnesses. For use in the wintertime, he sold cutters and sleighs. He sold bicycles and other sort of specialty hardware, things like pumps and windmills. And later, it was the home of his automobile sales business. Less than a block away, over on Princess Street, between Bannatyne and William, we have the one-story Maw Garage. And he built that one in 1907. And that was a specialty building, specially designed to both repair and to service automobiles. You know, and he was actually an agent for something called the Rio brand of automobiles. So the garage building, the one on Princess, was a large open space. And the interesting thing about it was that the roof was supported by large steel girders and trusses instead of vertical posts. And so the idea is that it's a big open area. And of course, that's pretty good if you happen to have cars or trucks driving around inside it. Well, jump forward to the present, and actually about a decade ago, the building wasn't being used as a car dealership. It was actually just an indoor parking lot. So there's where we hearken back to last week's theme again. But it has subsequently been renovated into a restaurant. And the restaurants have had a variety of names, but usually the word Maw is in the name. Huh. So if anybody's been eating at that restaurant, know that you've had a connection to the early automobile history of Winnipeg.
Were there other early car dealers in the Exchange District?
Absolutely. You know, there's a couple of blocks north of the Maw Garage, we find something called the McLaughlin Carriage Building. And of course, the name again harkens back to the early horse-drawn carriages. This was another building that transitioned to cars. You know, it's a three-story brick building built in 1902 by the McLaughlin Motor Car Company of Oshawa, Ontario. Now, that name might not ring very many bells for people today, but in 1918, that company merged with another company that you might have heard of called the Chevrolet Motor Car Company, and it formed General Motors of Canada. In other words, the Canadian subsidiary to the U.S. firm. And that firm, General Motors, owned this building over on Princess until 1942, although they had moved to a larger facility on Maryland Avenue in 1924. The building has had a succession of occupants since then, and presently I'm told that it's being used for storage.
Who are some of Winnipeg's other automobile pioneers?
Well, a name that is synonymous with automobiles from about 1910 through to the mid-1950s was Breen. In 1910, three brothers, Billy, Nixon, and Thomas Breen, established something called the Breen Automobile Company, later known as the Breen Motor Company. And they had buildings at various places in downtown Winnipeg, but in 1922, they consolidated all their business in a single four-story brick building at 245 Main. And in fact, that building stands right next door to the Consolidated Motors building that we discussed last week. It included the sales, the service and repair department, and the showroom for the Breen's automobile dealership. And at various times through the years, the Breen's were agents for such brands as Dodge, Chevrolet, Oldsmobile. Probably many people have heard of those brands, I suspect. There's a few others, though, that they may not have heard of. Things like Marmon or Hudson or Essex. Well, the Breen business survived up to about mid-1954 when it became Century Motors. Today, the building is in use as office space, but has, as far as I know, nothing to do with automobiles. But it's interesting. In 2017, the building was being repainted, and they briefly sort of cleared away some of the old paint, and the original sign saying Breen Motor Company was visible for a short time.
Was there ever any car manufacturing here in Manitoba?
Yes, indeed. There was a car called the Winnipeg. Now, it actually wasn't assembled fully here in Winnipeg. It was actually based on an American-made vehicle called the Hatfield. But they brought it here and they made modifications for the Canadian climate. So, for example, it had a radiator that they said would never freeze in cold weather, of course, which we have here during wintertime. Its advertising slogan was, "As good as the wheat." Unfortunately, it wasn't a long-lived company. It only lasted for 3 years, from 1921 to 1923. But a far more successful automobile assembly operation was located in an absolutely massive five-story brick building on Portage Avenue, right at Wall Street, that I suspect many people have seen. Today, it's known as the Robert Fletcher Building, and it hosts the Manitoba Department of Education. It was built back in 1915 as the home for the Ford Motor Company. The idea was that they would receive vehicles, Ford vehicles, in parts from the factory at Windsor, Ontario, and then they would assemble them into complete vehicles, and then they'd ship them out all across Western Canada. That plant closed, the Ford plant, in 1941, and it was probably a combination of factors that caused it to close. One was undoubtedly the Second World War, because, of course, cars were now seen as a luxury during the war, and they didn't build cars much. But secondly, because I think the economic benefits of shipping fully assembled cars directly from Windsor, Ontario, just made it more efficient. And so they stopped manufacturing them here in Winnipeg.
All right, Gordon, I want to bring this closer to home, or maybe in my case, close to work. Is it true that CBC has some kind of connection to this as well?
Absolutely. You know, the CBC building there on Portage Avenue has a very definite automobile connection. From the 1910s to the late 1920s, the western part of the CBC building, the part that's five stories tall, it was a tire business. They basically sold tires, they repaired tires, and then later it became home for something called Leonard and McLaughlin Motors. By the way, no connection to the previous McLaughlin company over on Princess, but they did sell cars. They sold things like Cadillac, LaSalle, Willis, Packard. And then in the 1940s and early 50s, it hosted a company called Piggott Motors. And that company specialized in things like trucks, heavy machinery, used cars. And in fact, people going by the CBC building may have noticed that there's some big sort of square areas on the side facing the street. Well, in fact, they weren't walls originally. They were, in fact, big plate glass windows, because right there was the showroom. And as you walked by or drove by, you'd see the vehicle sitting there in the showroom. Well, in 1952, the building was purchased by the CBC and they renovated the building. So the former truck showroom now hosts some of the radio studios and offices of CBC. And then the back of the building was renovated into space into what would soon launch. This was 1952. It was right on the cusp of television. So that back part of the old truck sales building turned into CBC television.
I feel inspired now to take a walk around the building. So maybe after the show, I will do that. For anyone who is kind of really fascinated in learning more on the automotive history of Manitoba, where can they go?
You know, to my mind, there's at least two must-see places to visit. You know, one of them is Jim's Vintage Garages at Headingley, a wonderful collection of things relating to petroleum and other sort of automobile accessories. But then I think the single best place you could visit would be the Manitoba Antique Auto Museum at Elkhorn. It's quite a ways away from Winnipeg. It's near the Saskatchewan border, but it has a truly outstanding collection of early automobiles. I would say, you know, perhaps the, one of the best collections in all of Canada, over 100 years old. So if you have nowhere else to go, check out the auto collection in Elkhorn.
Thanks for this, Gordon. What's the clue for next time?
Well, you know, in the course of my travels around Manitoba, I have visited numerous buildings made from stone. Well, next week, we're going to talk about a very unusual building, an abandoned stone building that was designed to be occupied by just one person.
All right. Look forward to it. Thanks, Gordon.
We'll talk to you then.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba. Many moons.